Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. A mine clearing operation is in progress in Chasse-sur-Rhône in the north of the department of Isère. A suspicious car was discovered near a Seveso petrochemical site. Three bottles of gas were found in the vehicle. They were covered with tarpaulin, and a leak was detected. A security perimeter has been established so that the mine clearing experts could work. 200 people have been evacuated. Who organized the murder of little Gregory on October 16th of 1984? The question remained unanswered for 32 years. Today, the public prosecutor will speak, and we should know a little more. Jacqueline Jacob, the great-aunt of Grégory Villemain, has already been charged with abduction and illegal confinement followed by death. The prosecutor general's office has also called for the indictment of her husband, Marcel Jacob, for illegal confinement as well. He will be held in pretrial detention for at least 4 days. The child was found tied up in the icy waters of the Vologne. The prosecutor's press conference has fallen behind schedule. There are still dozens of people missing in London. The death toll is now at 30, but could well amount to over 70 deaths. At the foot of the burnt Kensington building, relatives desperately want to hear from those who have not yet been found. Residents and helpers were visited by Queen Elizabeth. A candidate of the République En Marche collared by the weekly newspaper Le Point. He has a non-declared account in Hong Kong, of which the French tax authorities were not aware. Laurent Zamyskovski is running with the presidential party in the 6th district of the Hauts-de-Seine, that of Neuilly. And according to an Odoxa poll for Le Point, the République En Marche and its ally, the Modem, should win 430 to 460 seats out of the 577 in the lower house of parliament. The abstention rate may even be higher than it was last Sunday, which would be a record for the Fifth Republic. And to finish, the pioneer of heart transplant has died. Professor Christian Cabrol had realized for the first time in Europe a heart transplant in April of 1968, and it is in this same hospital at the Pitié-Salpêtrière that he passed away at the age of 91 years old. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.